welcome to another great week on the Jet Set. We've got lots planned for you today. Janine Tornatore is joining us to talk about summer travel planning.
And we're covering our favorite travel headlines on Here's This, powered by thejetset.com.
And I've got everyone's favorite weekly dose of travel inspiration on the go. All this and more is on approach. You're watching the Jet Set.
Welcome aboard. Bobby Lori and Nikki Noya have your ticket to travel, food, fitness, and everything you need for an on-the-go lifestyle. Grab your boarding pass. It's time to jet set.
It's time to dive into travel news on this week's edition of Here's This, powered by thejetset.com. Amtrak announced it had launched a double points promotion for guest rewards members. Amtrak Guest Rewards Senior Director Vicky Raddick said, quote, double points allows our customers to travel across the country and experience spring in a variety of ways, all while earning more points that can be redeemed for reward travel, upgrades, and more. Running through May 22nd, members can earn twice the points on Amtrak travel when visiting friends and family, experiencing a musical festival, exploring a new city, having an outdoor biking or hiking adventure, relaxing, anything you want to do, Amtrak can help you get there.
That sounds fun.
Yep.
You know how much I just love taking the choo-choo train.
I know, and so. You actually have quite a lot of status on Amtrak, don't you?
I am at like the top tier because I was going back and forth from New York to DC all the time. And I'm like, hey guys, I'm back.
It's funny, I never made it to Nikki status, but I'm like in the middle somewhere, but only because of the pandemic, it just keeps getting extended and extended and extended. So I've had like status for 3 years after only earning it 1 year.
Well, we got to take advantage of that because it's so much fun to go. I just love it.
I mean, we used to take day trips too before the pandemic. Even during the pandemic, we took day trips. Yeah. Just take the train down to Charlottesville or Williamsburg, Virginia.
It's easy.
New York.
I love all the people who are on the train. It's just awesome. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
The first Saturday in May is one of the most exciting days in all of sports with the running of the Kentucky Derby. Traditions run deep with the historic race, and none is more celebrated than the Mint Julep. Joining us today to show us how to make this one is Old Forester Master Taster, Jackie Zykan. Thanks for joining us, Jackie.
Thank you so much for having me. And of course, you're exactly right. You can't have the Derby without the signature cocktail of the Derby, which is the Old Forester Mint Julep. Now, if you want to make it from scratch, it's super easy to do. You're basically going to add 2 ounces of Old Forester bourbon, 3/4 of an ounce of 1-to-1 simple syrup, and then 8 to 10 mint leaves. Those are all going to go into a mixing glass and then get muddled with a flat bottom muddler where you're just going to kind of push and turn to slightly bruise those leaves up. And we're going to pour that over crushed ice. The reason we use crushed ice is, as you notice, we didn't stir or shake this with any ice. So we're going to need to get the dilution in there so that our drink lasts us at least through the races, right? And so, of course, with a julep, you're always going to garnish with fresh mint. Get fresh, bright, perky mint. And you have to open up the mint oils in the leaves. So you slap it on the back of your hand. You can also kind of clap it if that works better for you. But that's going to go into the glass right next to the straw so that every time you take a sip, you're getting that fresh, bright mint oil right up your nostrils. It's great. It's beautiful. It's refreshing. And that's why it's such an important part of the Kentucky Derby, because you're out there in the sun watching the horses. You've got your wide-brimmed hat to at least block the sun's rays. But mint is so bright and cooling. Now, the only thing going on that day is not just horse racing. There's also a turtle race. So a couple of years back, we decided to bring back the turtle races because we had to delay the Kentucky Derby due to COVID. So make sure you check out oldforester.com/KTD for Kentucky Turtle Derby to find out how you can be a part of the Kentucky Turtle Derby for the 3rd year in a row. Cheers. Drink responsibly. Drink slow. The race is short, but drink slow and happy Derby.
Thanks for joining us, Jackie.
You're welcome.
The Turtle Derby sounds more like my speed, literally. The last 2 years redefined travel on so many levels. More and more travelers are now seeking the outdoors, spreading out to thousands of small towns and rural areas, and staying for weeks, months, or even longer. Whit Tuttle, Executive Director of Visit North Carolina, is joining us now from North Carolina's Great Smoky Mountains to talk about the growing popularity of rural tourism. Thanks for joining us, Whit.
Hey, sure. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit more about the growing popularity of rural and small town destinations.
Oh, yeah, it's fascinating. So what we're seeing in visitor mindset research is that people really have told us they want to get out and they want to go to rural, small towns. They want to visit places they've never been before. We did some research recently. More than a third of the potential visitors said they wanted to go to some place in a small town, rural. They wanted to get outside. That's wonderful, but the challenge is those visitors don't know where those places are. You know, they haven't heard of these small towns, and small towns don't have big budgets. They're out of the way, off the beaten path. So it's hard to connect those two. So we're trying to do that. We're trying to do a program where we can connect people to those small town places. They don't have big resorts. We're working with vacation rentals, but there's great, unique, and distinct and characteristic places to stay. I stayed the other night in a place that was right in the middle of a Christmas tree farm on the side of a mountain. It's really unique. And we had another place that was a former one-room schoolhouse that had been converted into a vacation rental. And it was one of the oldest buildings in the county. So great experiences. We're trying to connect the travelers with them.
How is North Carolina celebrating its small towns?
Yeah, so what we've done is we've created a campaign called Dream Big in Small Town NC. And you can go to visitnc.com/dreambig. And if you go there, you'll find all kinds of information about these small towns, where to go, where to stay, what to do. We're focused on 16 counties in North Carolina that are really rural. They've lost population before the pandemic, but they're the perfect spots for people to go to. We've got all kinds of information on the website about what you can see and what you can do when you're there. Just really unique experiences. Here, we're near the Blue Ridge Parkway. There's the Cataloochee Valley here on the Great Smoky Mountains National Park on the North Carolina side. They've reintroduced elk into the Cataloochee Valley. And if you hear an elk bugle, it's an amazing experience. It echoes across the canyon. You're going to love it. So we've put all these connections together on that website. We're also doing a sweepstakes with Airbnb as a partner. They've offered for 5 people. We're going to give away $1,000 in free Airbnb stays. And we're going to give each one of those 5 winners $500 in spending fees that they can buy whatever they want. So you can come out here, find these small towns you may have never heard of, and have one of these great experiences out here in North Carolina's scenic mountains.
Where can we go and get some more information, Whit?
Sure. So you go to visitnc.com/dreambig, and we've got information where to stay, what to do. We also have some job listings. So in case you decide you want to make your second career start here in the natural scenic beauty with a great view, visitnc.com/dreambig.
Thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thanks for having me.
I love those Smoky Mountains. You know I do. We've got to take a quick break, but we've got lots more of the Jet Set coming up in just 60 seconds.
Do you have big plans for Mother's Day this year?
Oh, Sam, what are we going to do for Mother's Day? In honor of Teacher Appreciation Week, Norwegian Cruise Line is relaunching its award-winning Norwegian's Giving Joy contest, rewarding 100 teachers across the country with a sailing aboard its newest groundbreaking ship, Norwegian Prima. In addition, the top 3 grand prize winners will receive a 7-day cruise for 2 and up to $25,000 donation for their school. Here to tell us more about this exciting giveaway is Christine Da Silva, Senior Vice President, Branding and Communications, Norwegian Cruise Line. Hi, Christine. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. So, Christine, why has Norwegian chosen to celebrate our teachers?
So for the 3rd year in a row, we've launched our Norwegians Giving Joy campaign. It is a vote-led contest that allows teachers to be recognized for all the good work that they do. So we basically ask folks to go to our website and to nominate a teacher. The top 100 teachers will win a free cruise on board one of our beautiful new ships, Norwegian Prima, as well as a chance to win one of 3 grand prizes for their school. There's a $25,000, $15,000, and $10,000 grand prize. As well, those 3 teachers will win a 7-night cruise for 2 that they can use through the end of next year, so they can sail this year and next year.
Okay, so how can I nominate my favorite teacher for a chance to win?
It's super easy. They go to nclgivingjoy.com. You go in, you nominate your teacher, you write a couple words about why they're deserving. You go ahead, nominate, and then you share out that nomination so those teachers can get votes. The campaign runs through June 3rd. So at the end of the day, the sooner you nominate and vote, the better, because those teachers have an opportunity to accumulate those votes. So nclgivingjoy.com is where you go to reward those teachers.
Thanks, Christine.
Thank you so much.
Despite rising costs, the summer travel season is shaping up to be a big one. Travel industry booking data indicates pre-pandemic levels of demand. So, what will the travel landscape look like this summer, and how can we plan the perfect vacation without breaking the bank? Luckily, travel expert Janine Tornatore is joining us with the information and advice we could all use right now. Hey, Janine.
Hey, great to be here.
Okay, so what destinations are expected to be big this summer, and are rising costs affecting where travelers are going?
Well, Expedia data that just came out for summer travel shows that Florida, the Caribbean, Mexico, these beach destinations are all seeing double-digit demand for lodging compared to pre-pandemic. So people are really looking for those kind of tropical escapes. We're also seeing that the cruise sector is back in a big way. Carnival is going to have its entire fleet back by May, so just in time for summer travelers. And, you know, I actually really like cruising as a great way to see some of these places like the Caribbean and Mexico, where there is that high demand for lodging. It's such great value. There's something for every budget and allows a lot of flexibility if you're thinking about a cruise. We're also seeing that those big bucket list places are back. United is adding more flights to Europe to meet demand this summer, and Alaskan cruises are back on everyone's list. Carnival just added another ship, it's Carnival Splendor, to their itineraries for Alaska because there's so much interest there.
Oh, well, what about national parks? Are travelers out of luck if they haven't already planned and booked trips to these popular hotspots?
There's a lot of demand, especially for the big national parks, places like Arches and Yellowstone. And in fact, these national parks are seeing so many crowds that many of them are requiring reservations just to get permits and drive through the park. So a great alternative are some of these great outdoor destination towns that aren't right outside the entrances. Places like Fort Collins, Colorado. This is such a Colorado gem. An hour north of Denver International Airport, you've got over 50 natural protected areas right outside of town. There's hundreds of miles for mountain biking and hiking. You have white water rafting. I mean, the Old Town District was actually what Disneyland modeled its Main Street after. So breweries galore, all kinds of great music and dining there. So look to these outdoor towns. You're going to find a lot of the same experiences and beautiful landscapes that you do in national parks.
Okay, well, we're running out of time, but any tips for saving on summer travel this year?
Yeah, a lot of people are looking for ways to save, and many people want to take these big bucket list trips, but they may not want to spend the cash right now. One thing that's growing in popularity are these book now, pay later options. There's a brand called Uplift. It's the biggest provider for the travel industry. So when you're going online and you're booking a flight, a hotel, even a cruise, on that payment page, you're going to see an option for book now, pay later. This allows you to book and take your trip now, but then spread out your payments over these small increments over time. You choose how much a month you want to pay, no late fees. It's a really nice option for a lot of people that really want to go now, but maybe pay later.
Thanks for joining us again, Janine. It's always great having you on the show.
My pleasure.
We've got to take one last break, but I've got your weekly dose of travel inspiration still to come, and you don't want to miss it.
I'm just sitting here being cozy, waiting for the commercial break to be over.
Just get comfortable. It's going to be so fun. Of the show, I think, that's the weekly dose of travel inspiration on the go, where this week we're sending you to explore the Rhine River with my favorite Viking cruises. Oh, everybody get ready, because this is going to be amazing. Okay, one of their most affordable river cruises, the Rhine Getaway, is 8 days and includes 6 guided tours and visits 4 different countries.
That's a nice trip.
Everyone book your trip. Okay, your journey starts in one of my favorite, also Amsterdam, renowned for its museums, colorful gardens, abundance of bikes, and tall people everywhere. It's their preferred mode of transportation. Did you know everyone in Amsterdam is tall? I love it. Okay, the next country on your itinerary is Germany, with port calls in Cologne and Koblenz. You'll find an intriguing mix of Roman heritage, medieval, and 13th century castles. It's why I love Viking.
I love their river cruises for that reason, because you can't see that stuff on an ocean cruise.
No, you get a little history, you get great food. To book the Rhine Getaway and get free airfare from the U.S. to your trip included free, visit oceanandriversailings.com.
Nikki Cash.
Nikki Cash.
Flight, everyone.
Doesn't that trip sound amazing?
It does. I've actually been to most of those destinations with Brad on Viking.
Oh, it's the best.
Thank you
Bye,
for watching
everybody.
This week. Season 7, Nikki. 7
this is season
years.
Season 7. Congratulations.
7 years. Congratulations.
We did it.
I know.
Oh, my God. And thank you all for watching and being with us throughout all of this adventure. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.